My name is Vladimir Kamenov Molov, and I was born in Bulgaria in a town called Karlovo. I came to the States when I was 18 years old, right after high school. My father is the youngest of six siblings who are all musicians. So I come from a music heritage, music family, and my mom is the oldest of three siblings. There's less musical heritage coming from that side. My immediate family right now is my wife's name is Annie, and we have a daughter whose name is Elitsa. I was interested in getting education from a university outside of Bulgaria. I was interested in experiencing foreign culture. The United States was sort of a primary goal, a primary country to get to, because I was learning English at the time, and I was also going to try to go somewhere in Europe, but I wanted to try the United States first. And the reason why I was able to come is because I was accepted in Duquesne University, and Duquesne University had the Duquesne University Temperitzens. The Temperitzens are a group that used to be a part of Duquesne that performs music and dances from Eastern Europe. I auditioned for that, I was accepted, and because of the scholarship that they provide, I was able to afford to go to Duquesne. One thing I did not expect is for a university to be a campus, to have so many different buildings. A university in Bulgaria is a lot like the school, right? It's one single building. It's a pretty big building, but it's still one single building, right? And so when I came to Duquesne, I remember my first day of classes, I had my schedule for the week, and it had this kind of class, in this room. And I sort of missed the building. It also said what building it is in there, but I sort of missed it because I didn't think I needed it. So I went into a building. I don't know how I picked it, probably just at random. So I couldn't find the room, so I asked somebody, here's where I need to be. And they said, you're in the wrong building. You have to go that way. And that's when the realization settled, like, oh, this university has a lot of buildings. Well, there are a lot of things that are challenging and scary. I was, at least at first, pretty much by myself. The Temperitzens provided a good home base for me, which I'm really grateful for. But all in all, I'd left my family in a place that's halfway across the world, and my friends, all of my friends with whom I grew up. So that part was a little bit scary. There are a lot of differences. One sort of funny example is in Bulgaria, the head gesture for no and yes, those two head gestures are somewhat flipped around. So a head shake or something approximating a head shake would actually mean yes. And that put me in some very comical situations when I got here first because, it's a reflex. I grew up to 18, 19 years old. That was what I was doing, and it's a reflex. So I would have a lot of situations in which somebody would ask me something, and I would say yes and shake my head, meaning no, and I would really confuse them. The standard of living is completely different. So cost of living, food costs a lot less there. Buying a house doesn't cost as much. And in fact, most of the time, the culture in Bulgaria is such that when you become of age, your parents would usually provide a living like house or apartment for you. That's the culture. So you never really have to buy a house yourself. You worry about buying a house or an apartment for your children, which is a significant change. You don't have to worry about that part. You don't have to worry about paying rent. You don't have to worry about paying mortgage. You have a house. You have a home. First impressions. Everything in the United States is very neatly ordered. Neighborhoods are very well organized for the most part. Of course, there are some neighborhoods that are less organized. But all in all, I had very good first impressions. There were a lot of things that I thought I didn't like at first. Mainly just small things around people interactions. That was just my closed-mindedness showing through. I was expecting everything to be happening the same way it was happening over in Bulgaria, and that is not the case. There are differences that, though they are small, they do pile up. So I thought I wasn't liking the way friends are being friends with each other or the way people are being polite to each other, but eventually I realized that that was not something I should dislike. It's something that I need to become a part of.